Well, let's go back to some of these text messages. Fareed has sent in asking, I'm thinking to invest in the new coming Jumeirah Park villas. Please advise. Well, I'm not sure.
Again, you know, for anyone to give any advice, Fareed, they need to know what you're trying to achieve, what your lifestyle is, how much money you've got, long-term, blah, 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 what sort of family commitments you've got. No one can give you advice on buying a property without knowing everything about you. So without knowing everything about you, the answer is I can't tell you.
It's tricky.
Well, I mean, and in terms of sort of legal perspective, I mean, Jumeirah Park Villas, I think it's, if I'm not mistaken, it's a project by Nikhil. And so, you know, depending on, you know, what your expectations and, you know, and sort of, and I guess plans for this investment, I mean, just sort of read up about, you know, the particular developer that, that's building this. And if you feel
is
comfortable.
I'm sorry, I don't know.
Parkless, I think it is. And in fact, I've heard actually that they're fairly well built. They're quite spacious. They're a little remote. But you know, and there's still amenities that are still being built. But as far as I think space is concerned, you know, they are fairly spacious and relatively affordable. But once again, you know, the sort of the key is to look at who the developer is and sort of what the history of that particular developer has been in terms of, you know, the service fees that they charge and the quality of maintenance that they provide. And, you know, kind of on the basis of that, you know, there's obviously the sort of financial decisions, so the financial factors you need to look through on the one hand, and on the other hand is more kind of, you know, on the day-to-day basis, you know, who are you going to be dealing with, you know, what's the quality of the development, what's the quality of them, of the management company that will be looking after the property. And, you know, much of it is all, you know, all has to do with due diligence. So after, you know, after all of this, if you feel satisfied, then, you know, certainly it's a project that's worth looking at.
Yeah. Another question come through from Marina saying, if the joint buyer is a child of 8 years old, does the joint buyer have to be on the tenancy contract or only her mother main buyer?
Well, the question, to be honest with you, is a little inconsistent, because if we're talking about buying, then I'm not sure how the tenancy contract.
I don't know that either.
Oh, I think maybe what they mean is that if the property is owned by, you know, an adult and a minor, and then that property is then being rented out to someone else, and then, you know, and then basically there's a tenancy contract that's drafted for that property, for the transaction, then I guess the question is, you know, is the minor also is supposed to appear on the tenancy contract? You know, I would say no, because the minor does not, by virtue of the fact that he is or she is a minor, does not have the right to sign and basically kind of act on their own without their representative. And the mother here would be the representative. Therefore, no, you would not need to have the child listed on the contract.
All right. Thank you. Loads more messages. Thank you. Keep them coming. 4001 is the text message number. Interesting one came through, actually.
Yeah, we like this one, don't we?
Yeah.
Someone's living in a car.
Yeah. Yeah, it's a property show. What are the penalties for early repayment on a car loan? Over to either of you. I'm not sure.
Well, it's interesting because, you know, sort of during the break, we read out this message and, you know, kind of had an interesting observations. You know, Mike rightly pointed out that much depends, obviously, on what's in your car loan document.
Yeah.
So, you know, read the contract. I mean, the listener says here that that's a 4-year car loan and they want to clear it out after 2.5 years. So, I mean, Mike is correct in the sense that, you know, do read the contract, but I also sort of chimed in that, I remember that last year the UAE Central Bank actually issued new regulations that apply to personal loans and car loans. And pursuant to those regulations, there is a cap as to what early repayment or early repayment penalty, not penalty, I guess, or fee can be. And I don't have the U.S. Central regulation bank regulations in front of me, but I remember it's something in the order of, you know, maximum of 10,000 dirhams.
Is it retroactive, though? Would that operate on a loan given 4 years ago? Because that's probably before the legislation.
It's a great question. I would actually think it's got to be retroactive, but I don't, you know,
yeah,
I guess I'm speculating. So, I mean, that is something I can bring the regulations again with me next time, and we can, but I mean, it is interesting, because up until these regulations came into place, that was the case, that, you know, whatever the contract provided for is what governed your terms. But as of now, you know, there's definitely sort of a centralized banking regulation.
Right. Now, there's another big message come through. I'm going to read this out. Real estate company refused refuses to give a copy of the tenancy contract unless I pay 360 dirhams, ijar plus processing fees. Filing a complaint with RERA takes a time and isn't cheap, and no guarantee to get the court fees back. What do you suggest? Payment for 1 year rental already have been made 2 months ago, and I heard that there are fines for unregistered tenancy contracts of up to 50,000 dirhams.
It's actually a question I think we'll see, a type of question that we'll be seeing a lot more of in the next months, in several months to come, because the ijari, or the requirement of having tenancy contracts registered with RERA is now finally becoming more of a requirement versus just sort of statements that have not really been enforced. So in fact, if you wanted to file a case with the rent committee, as a landlord, for example, your tenancy contract has to be registered with RERA, otherwise you are not able to file a claim with the rent committee. So they are starting in the notary public, for example, as well. If you want to issue legal notice to your tenant, they will only issue that if the contract is registered with RERA. So this whole ijari requirement is really now being enforced, and therefore, it is important that all parties on both sides, tenants and landlords, ensure that all contracts are registered. In terms of the penalty, the 50,000, I think it sounds a little excessive. I think maybe I can't remember offhand exactly what the fee are. It's not that high, unless maybe it's a repeated offense and maybe by the landlord in particular. But sort of going back to the first part of the question, which is, real estate company refusing to give copy of the tenancy contract, and this is kind of it relates to a number of stories I was going to talk about today regarding real estate companies and real estate brokers and RERA's attempt to start to regulate them a little more stringently. I mean, and that's a very typical case. It's just how is it that the real estate company did not, for example, disclose the payment of that fee?
I don't understand this.
At the outset.
So I'm presuming the person texting in is a renter.
Right.
So who is to pay that? I mean, surely it's... Why should they
pay?
Well, first
of all, it's not 360 for if a tenant goes to register the contract, it's 190 dirhams to register with the jar.
But should that fee be for the tenant then?
Well, to be honest with you, it all depends. It depends on what the parties agree on. It benefits both sides to have the contract registered because it legitimizes their relationship and ensures that the contract.
So there's no actual law saying who should pay this fee?
No, in fact, it says actually with the law, let me correct that. If the law says if it's a tenant, the fee is one. If the tenant is registering the contract, it's one fee. If it's a landlord that's registering the contract, it's a different.
But it doesn't say who should.
It doesn't. I think it's 190 dirhams, I think, either way. Maybe a little more if it's a landlord.
Even if the landlord has to register and each new tenant has to register on top?
No, you don't need to do it both ways.
Right.
I mean, the way it really needs to be done is just, and the purpose of this ijari system is for RERA and for government authorities to have some kind of a centralized regulated database of that sort of information, who is renting, who is renting out, on what terms and for which properties, and also ensuring that all the properties that are being rented out actually are legitimately rented out. Because lately there have been a lot of scams whereby, for example, a property is being rented by, someone calling themselves a real estate broker or even real estate, RERA registered real estate companies,
and
these properties are rented out illegally.
Yeah.
So, I mean, the idea is to kind of to eradicate those sort of practices by having some sort of centralized database of this information, and that's why it benefits both sides. But you don't need to have it registered by both parties, just one. And so the practice has to be then whenever you enter into any sort of tenancy contract, be it, facilitated by a real estate agent or, directly with a landlord, between landlord and tenant, there has to be an agreement as to who is going to be registering the contract and who is going to be paying that fee.
Mm-hmm.
But most importantly, there's an agreement and understanding and also follow-up to make sure that everyone has a copy of not just the tenancy agreement, but also the ijari registration of that agreement.
Mm-hmm.
Because anytime, and this unfortunately happens too often, people just sign documents and they don't pick up a copy for their own purposes, and then anything goes wrong, they have absolutely nothing, no documents to prove to be able to file a complaint.
Do stay with us. Loads of questions come through. We'll get through as many as we can. Keep them coming.